Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility, pleased to provide Vermont Conversations with David Goodman. Underwriting is provided by National Life Insurance. Fairpoint Communications by Let's Grow Kids, The Alchemy Brewery, Fletcher Allen Healthcare, and Green Mountain Power, as well as over 750 VBSR members.
Conversation where this week we're talking with legends in the world of the arts. My guest this half hour is the artist Christo, who is a world-renowned public artist. Born in Bulgaria, he worked together with his late wife Jean-Claude to create massive public artworks, including the wrapping of the Reichstag in Berlin and the Pont-Neuf Bridge in Paris, the 24-mile-long artwork called Running Fence in Sonoma and Marin Counties in California, and The Gates in New York City's Central Park. Christo will be speaking at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center in Stowe on Thursday, February 5th, as part of the Vermont Town Hall series. You can go to sprucepeakarts.org for more information. Christo, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Good afternoon.
Most artists create their work in a studio, on an easel perhaps, or a sculpture, something maybe that can be framed. How did nature become your canvas?
It's not nature, it's the public space. You know, the Reichstag was in the big city of Berlin, the Pont-Neuf and in Paris. You know, all our project of we did for the last 50 years, and we realized 22 projects, Jean-Claude and myself, there was in two different spaces. There was urban space and a rural space and the countryside. And of course, an urban space is when the people have a street and skyscraper and parks and everyday life. Even the project like Surrounded Island in Florida, 1983, we surrounded 11 islands with floating pink fabric in Biscayne Bay. Biscayne Bay was surrounded with 2 million people living in that county. Basically, is the urban space. When, of course, the running fence in California, 1976, or the umbrellas in Japan in California, 1991, there was some rural space. And, of course, the next project we worked hard for several years, hope to realize, the over the river is also a rural space.
What was your inspiration to do these public artworks as opposed to other kinds of art?
Well, the most simple way is to reading our project. It's like reading a book. And you know very well that this project have many facets, many parts of art. For example, the wrapping of the Reichstag, the Parliament of Germany in Berlin, was almost like architecture. You know, where installing floating pink fabric over Biscayne Bay, actually 6.5 million square feet of pink fabric over 11 islands and 7 miles north-south in Biscayne Bay. It's almost like a painterly project. You know, the work of art is not the material. The work of art is all together. For example, 7,503 gates in Central Park was not the work of art. 7,503 gates and 23 miles walkway designed by Olmsted and Weg and walks in the Central Park surrounded by 100 city blocks, skyscrapers, high-rising building and leafless trees during the winter time. All together is the work of art. For example, in Florida, the one pink fabric was not the work of art. Pink fabric was related to the tropical vegetation of the islands, the different color, the blue, different blue from deep green to light green of the Biscayne Bay, many causeway, many apartment houses just about 150, 200 feet away from the surrounded island, and all that 11 islands in the 7 miles length from downtown Miami to the Miami Beach and the North Miami, and all that seen by so high-rising building from all together is the work of art.
So you see your art as really calling attention to everything around it, integrating the whole larger world in which these things are.
Really, normal three-dimensional work of art deal with space. You know, like the painting is a flat surface, where the sculpture, classical sculpture or modern sculpture, is installing object of shape or forms, and you walk around, or you sometimes walk inside, like Alexander called the sculpture. But all these shapes, they're entirely designed by the artist. How they form, how make you walk through or pass around, etc. Now, there's another space we use very, think very little about. The moment you walk outside of your home, you start to walk on the sidewalk, somebody designed this sidewalk. You cross the street, you have a ring and green light. Somebody designed all this regulation. You take a car and drive in the road. Somebody designed this road. Basically, 24 hours around the clock, we have funnel to highly regulated space, but a lot of jurisdiction, a lot of meanings. We even do not think about that, but they are really controlling our moving in that urban or rural space. And Jean-Claude was a much better speaker than me. She was always saying, we borrow that space and create gentle disturbance for a few days. By borrowing the space, we inherit everything what is inherent in that space to become part of the work of art. We do not invent the politics in the Reichstag, but in the real Reichstag. We don't invent ecology in Biscayne Bay, Florida, was in the real Biscayne Bay.
How
and
do
this
you...
is why this project deal with real world, not virtual reality, not image of 1 kilometer, real 1 kilometer, 1 mile, real wind, real wet, real dry, real sun. All that is the reality, physical reality. You need to put yourself to go through that. It's not like a screen and push button and you have a wet or long, but it's not real. It's all virtual. This is why this project deals with that dynamics, who is impossible to make provision. And this is why we do only unique pieces, meaning that there will be no another Gates, there will be no another rapping parliament, there will be no another surrounded island. They're all unique images, because myself and Jean-Claude, we like to explore that uniqueness. It would be stupid of us to go and install another Gates, another park.
So this is
That is the exciting part, because each project is something we never did before. And we try to experience and discover. And of course, all our projects have the two distinct periods. The software period and the hardware period. Now, the software period is when we need to get the permission. There are no 1 square meter in the world to belong to nobody. Everything is owned by somebody. Basically, that this is the most dramatic and the most dynamic situation in the software period, because we discover, or the project is revealed his identity through the permitting process. It would be totally wrong to say that I know what is over the river in 1992 when we start that project. Only to that very long permitting process, who is enormous, and that lecture will be in early February, to tell you the story of that project, reveal what I know now. The same things with all our projects, same things with Running Fence, with Valley Curtain, with the Reichstag, with the Umbrellas. They all develop their own identity. Now, the important part is that software period, the project starts to make people thinking, meaning that sometimes thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of people thinking how the work of art will be awful or how the work of art will be beautiful. Basically, the people think about a work of art who do not exist. For example, for Over the River, we have near 4,000 pages books from the federal government discussing, arguing the work of art. That is book about work of art who do not exist. All that created a participatory public who is only confronted with the real things when the hardware period, with the real dimension of the work, the key miles of the work, the wind, the water, the boats, and all these things. And these two moments created what is the work of art. The work of art is not only the final things. The work of art is all togetherness. All that journey sometimes is very long. Probably the longest was the Gates, 26 years. The Reichstag was 25 years. One of the shortest was the islands. Saddam Dan Flory was only a little over 3 years.
Let me ask you about, we're talking with the artist Christo here on the Vermont Conversation. Christo, you've just been talking about the Over the River is the upcoming installation that you hope to do. This is a project that calls for suspending nearly 7 miles of reflective translucent fabric panels high over the Arkansas River in Colorado on steel cables that are anchored into the river's banks. How did you choose this area, and what is the meaning of this
basically,
art?
The project is suspending this fabric horizontally. All our project is designed, or they're planned to be seen. And that project has happened in the Arkansas River, Arkansas River is born in the Colorado Rocky Mountains, but running east and the eastern slope of the Rocky Mountains, and we're using about 42 miles of Arkansas River to install these fabric panels in 8 different locations. Now, the Arkansas River and the south bank of the river have the Highway 50 going to California, to the Monarch Pass, all over the Rocky Mountains. And the project have the 2 entrances. The east entrance is about 2 hours southwest drive from Denver, Colorado. And the west entrance is about 2.5 hours driving east from Aspen, Colorado. In that valley of 42 kilometers, we installed these fabric panels. Now, the fabric panels, they're very much like a suspended way above the water with minimum height of the 96 inches. This is a regulation like for the bridge. And the fabric panels varied with the width of the water. Sometimes the fabric panel, they're wide 45 feet if the water is 40 feet wide. But if the water is 120 feet wide, the fabric panel, they're 120 feet wide. They're suspended to cable, and the distance from one panel to another panel attached with a carabiner, specially designed carabiner, is 35 feet. Now, the cables go much further on the banks of the river, and of course, they're not always horizontal because sometimes one bank of the river is higher. Now, that fabric is specially designed, very heavy fabric, almost like a carpet, actually, but very loosely woven. And when you drive on the road, you will see from above it is the silver color, but not really colors. Actually, the fabric is pulverized, very special system of million dots of real aluminum who give this enormous reflection to change the color. Like in the morning light is almost rosy, and the middle of the day is platinum, and the sunset is golden. And from above, you see the succession of hundreds of fabric panels moving in the wind like the waves in the ocean. Actually, they are not tight. They have a fold, and that created enormous movement, succession, one panel to another panel, but actually sometimes it's changed the movement because the wind is completely play with the excess of the fabric. But one of the reasons we choose Arkansas River is most rafted river in the United States. They have 300,000 rafters in the summertime. And, of course, it's very gentle rafting, only classification 2 and 2 occasion classification 3, when, of course, Colorado River is 5 and 6 classification. Actually, you can hire even rafter to take you down the river like a taxi. And through the fabric, you take about 3.5-4 hours to raft inside the fabric. You will see the contour of the mountains, the clouds, the formation, and much more contrasted way. You can see everything almost like a sunglasses. And of course, during the summertime, it really became deep blue sky. Actually, when sky in the summer, in the middle of the day, is almost whitish from the sun. That is very great contrast. And of course, you go from one section to one section, you go out from one section of panel. The panel, the row of panels vary. The biggest row of panels is about 53 panels together. And of course, they are rectangular, but they also became trapezoid when the river turned around, all that. And this project is experienced to be seen from above, taking about 1.5 hours driving on Highway 50 from Canyon City to Salida. And from Salida, you can take a rafter to take you down about 4 hours. And from actually 10 miles west from Canyon City, the entrance of the project is. And he, of course, he would go inside. And because it's so rough, that area, state of Colorado already prepared so many staging area to stop, to picnicking. You know, sometimes you can raft not non-stop all the time, can stop, enjoy it, it goes, continues after that. Now, all our project, the season project, they designed for particular season of the year. For example, the Surrounded Island project in Florida was designed for the springtime before the hurricane of Miami came later in the season. This wave was exhibited for 14 days in May of 1983. Where the guest project was the winter project because we like to have a leafless trees. Because during the summertime, Central Park is like a forest. You cannot see far away. We need to have a leafless tree, this silver color, leafless branches of the tree with the background of the skyline of Manhattan and a very low sunlight. And the winter gives the enormous play of the sun in the moving fabric of the gates. Now, over the river project is the summer project. Because the only during the summertime you have the rafting. This is very high mountains. The east entrance of the project is in 5,800 feet altitude, and the west entrance in this over 7,200 feet altitude, meaning that all the rafting season is from the late May to the late August. And we are hoping that when all this legal hurdle will finish, the project can be exhibited for 2 weeks in the summertime, early August.
Okay, let me ask you, we're talking with the artist Christo here on the Vermont Conversation. So in regards to Over the River, this installation that you are trying to get approved in Colorado, there have been a number of lawsuits that have been filed trying to stop it. I guess the group Rags Over the Arkansas River, Roar, has been your main adversary in this. What is your response to their charges that your artwork will damage the environment?
For over 50 years, I'm doing work of art involving a lot of regulation. I'm sorry, some radio is working here. The innocent, this is not my responsibility to answer for the permission, because we have a permission. And permission is given by the United States federal government in Washington, D.C. Entire project, almost entire project, is in the property of the Department of Interior or American taxpayer. The federal government in Washington, Department of Interior, have an undersecretary called Bureau of Land Management. The Bureau of Land Management rent land to oil company, mining company, ranchers, building airports, bridges, and highway, and we simply renting the land. And we go to that very federal process to get the permission, meaning that going to the regulation of federal government, who was described a National Environmental Policy Act signed by President Nixon in 1969. After the 4 years of work and over $4 million of our money, the United States federal government gave us permission on November 7, 2011. And the permission of the United States federal government and the state of Colorado, because the United States federal government also leased the land to the state of Colorado, both the state of Colorado and the United States federal government gave us the permission. Opposition to stop the project argue that the United States federal government should not give us the permission. And basically, the case is between the federal government and opposition. Not anything. I have nothing to answer, because all the answer was there, articulate with the permission. It's called Environmental Impact Statement, 1,686 pages written by the United States federal government.
You are an artist, Christo, but you end up spending a lot of your time dealing with permits and regulations and lawsuits. Does that frustrate you?
No, not a lot of time. Lawsuit, not regulation. This is actually not frustration. It's very exciting. This is first time in history of art, work of art, they have environmental impact statement. This is no work of art have environmental impact statement. When we rubbed the rice truck, the final decision to gave us permission of the Reichstag, German government have a 70 minutes debate in the parliament of Germany. The prime minister of Germany, Helmut Kohl, tried to stop the project. And he was the majority party in the parliament. And we worked so hard with Jean-Claude and myself, and we defeated the prime minister of Germany. This is a very great accomplishment. This is not simple things. And of course, you understand, this project developed all that energy to the permitting process. We come down to the software. Actually, often I say that even when the opposition talk against us, they really enhance the project. They make the project more important. Of course, often they're infuriated. But this is like the dynamics of this project. This project, something nobody can buy, is by identity, the power of proposal. Cannot be invented. It's not orchestrated by us. We're not masochists, you know. We like to have a much less difficulty. We spent $14 million on that project for the last near 20 years.
Let me ask you about your
money, all our money. This is not money of donation for industry. You know, I hope you understand. All those projects was entirely financed by me. There are no grants, no industry, no commercial, no anything. The money comes from the sale of original works of art. I do with my own hand. I do not have assistant. I will be 8 years old in June. Every original work is done by me.
You were joined in your artwork by your wife, Jean-Claude, for the 50 years that you were together until she passed away in 2009. How did her passing affect you and your desire to continue doing these art projects that you had always done together?
It's really very difficult, of course. Jean-Claude was, the greatest things to be with Jean-Claude, because she was very critical and very argumentative, and I always missing that continuous criticism to decide how the project should be built, to design, etc. You know, it's a very, very complex partnerships, and you know, is in my studio here in Manhattan, we're living for 50 years in the same building. I put on paper our idea. Sometimes it's my idea, sometimes Jean-Claude's idea, like the islands in Florida. And I make drawings, preparatory studies, scale model, collages. We sell these works to pay the project. But the very end, we don't decide how the project is built in the studio. For all our projects, we do life size tests. Some very secret place with our engineers and people who will build the project to choose the right material, the right color, the right thickness of the fabric. 100 aesthetical and generic decisions. They are done in the one-to-one scale section of the project. For example, for Over the River, we fabricated 8 fabric panels from different cloth, different sewing, different colors, different all kind of things, different hooking, anchors, etc. in the late 90s. And outside of Arkansas River, in near the Colorado-Wyoming border, when we studied for 3 different years for a test to finalize the aesthetic. And of course, through all that process, Jean-Claude and myself, and continuous arguing, criticizing, discussing, deciding, and of course, this is the most important things I'm missing. I inherit, I have no assistant, but Jean-Claude have 2 assistants. One is my nephew, Vladimir, another Jean-Claude nephew, Jonathan, and they work for Jean-Claude for over 20 years. And often I come back from the studio, and when we have problems, I say, now we need to think what Jean-Claude will say now. It's very difficult.
All of your artwork has the characteristic that it's not permanent. It's taken down when you're done, except for one that is coming up called the Mastaba.
Yeah, which but that's always, you know, you should know that much of the works I do, they're permanent. So the drawings, the sculpture, the early works, object, the wrapped object, a sculpture with barrels I did in the late 50s, early 60s. They're permanent sculptures, museum and the park museum and collection of museum and the collectors. You know, I have a lot of permanent things because this is how I pay for the project. I hope you understand. And that project for the Mastaba of Abu Dhabi was planned already to be permanent. Actually, it was not right away to Abu Dhabi. It was planned to be in Texas. That was part of the lecture. We never get permission after that in Netherlands. never get permission. Finally, we arrived in Abu Dhabi in 1979. That nobody knows about Abu Dhabi at that time. And that is the long project who we are very excited. And of course, this again project, Jean-Claude dearly like it, myself also. And these two projects, I hope to pull out.
And this is a structure of over 400,000 oil barrels?
10,000 Rolls-Royce barrels, but actually normal-sized barrels, 55-gallon barrels, but specially fabricated for us. And there will be, it's called a mastaba. Now, the mastaba is not a pyramid. The mastaba is much more archaic form than the pyramid. Actually, the word mastaba came from the first mud benches built in the first urban city in the world 7,000 years ago in a country called Mesopotamia, who today is Iraq. That country, in the front of mud houses, the people living there built benches who have two perpendicular wall, two slanted wall, and top flat top to sit. That structure, even today, is called mastaba in the small villages where we like to do the project. Much later, that form was taken by the Egyptians and used in the inner tomb in the pyramid. Basically, have a two slanted wall, two vertical wall, and front and flat and the flat top.
Okay, well,
the mastaba have that proportion.
Christo, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this week on the Vermont Conversation, and we'll look forward to hearing you when you're here in Vermont on February 5th.
Thank you.
That does it for this week's Vermont Conversation. We've been speaking with Christo, the public artist, and before that, Jamie Laredo. We'll be back next Wednesday here on WDEV at 1 o'clock.
You've been listening to Vermont Conversations with David Goodman. Listen Wednesdays at 1 as Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility and their some 750 members, along with additional support from National Life Insurance for over 150 years, working for a better tomorrow, Fairpoint. Small businesses make it big with Fairpoint. By The Alchemist, serving Greater Waterbury since 2003. By Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development. By Fletcher Allen Healthcare, in service to the patient, community, and medicine since 1879. And Green Mountain Power, all partnering with customers to promote clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. Join us next Wednesday at 1 o'clock for Vermont Conversations with David Goodman.